in light of several recent high-profile police-involved shootings. There's a growing conversation about the role of police in the United States and how they do their jobs. Some police leaders are saying that's manifesting itself in anti-police sentiment that could make the job more difficult and more dangerous.
Speaking yesterday at a press conference to announce the death of a police officer, New York City Police Commissioner Bill Bratton said you'd almost have to go back to the late 60s, too early 70s, to see a time when there was so much anti-police sentiment in the country. As the national conversation about police relations with minority communities continues, how will police on the job be affected in terms of safety and morale?
Here with us now to discuss attitudes toward police in the U.S. today is Jim Palmer. He's the executive director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association. Jim, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you. Good to be with you, Rob.
So let's start with that quote from Commissioner Bratton in New York City that you'd have to go back to the late 60s and early 70s to see so much anti-police sentiment in the country as we do today. Do you think he's right to make that comparison of today's feelings toward the police to those of a very turbulent era?
Well, I'm not so sure. I mean, certainly there are a plethora of challenges confronting our society, certainly as it relates to racial disparities, and there have been a number of high-profile law enforcement controversies that have been in the media, and that really has developed into a significant theme. But I can tell you that as I talk with officers around Wisconsin, it really is a mixed bag. I mean, there are some officers who see the media coverage and think that their profession is under attack, and others are in Madison in particular are reporting that they're noticing an increase in people coming up to them on the street while they're working and thanking them for the jobs that they do. To test this question somewhat, we commissioned a statewide poll with the St. Norbert College Strategic Research Institute in early March. And we've been conducting this poll for 3 years, in which we asked the public a wide variety of law enforcement issues. And the one question we've asked that's carried over from year to year is how people feel about law enforcement. And what is that approval rating? And we were actually pleasantly surprised to find out that the approval rating of law enforcement officers in Wisconsin this year is as high as it's ever been in the 3 years we've been conducting the poll.
Do you have a sense? I mean, that's surprising. You say, do you have a sense why that is? Why that rating has improved over the time of that survey?
Well, I think people in Wisconsin recognize that we are blessed with some of the very best law enforcement officers in the entire country. We have officers that are extraordinarily well-trained on a wide variety of issues that I don't think are trained to the same extent in other states. For example, racial and cultural sensitivity training is more common. Body cameras have become more common in Wisconsin, and that's something that's going to continue to occur. And we also have the benefit of a new state law that mandates an independent and transparent investigation of any officer-involved shooting. We're the first such state to have a law like that, and I think, we're still the only state that has such a law. So I think we've tried in Wisconsin, the law enforcement community has tried to take a broader and longer view approach, and I think that's benefited our officers in terms of how the public feels about them.
And you mentioned earlier some of what you've heard from officers here in the state, for better or worse. Are officers connecting, the media coverage of police-involved shootings, of protests that follow them? Are they watching that? Are they watching that to see what the rhetoric is like, what the public response is like?
Oh, they most certainly are, and it's very true that there are quite a few that do express to me some frustration, and when you see an officer like the one in New York that was just killed, and clearly that officer was targeted. That's something that's on the minds of many law enforcement officers, not only the officers themselves, but their families who have to, say goodbye to them, each and every day as they report to duty, hoping that they'll return.
And then we saw charges filed in a case in Baltimore. There's questions here in Madison, still waiting to see if a district attorney will file charges against a Madison officer involved in a shooting. Are officers concerned about that? Do they think are they worried that there will be too much crackdown on their behavior if there are indictments like this?
No, I don't believe that's the case. I mean, law enforcement officers go into the profession knowing that, their jobs carry a heightened level of public scrutiny. Certainly, the scrutiny as of late has been extraordinary, and I know that's a concern for some officers. I don't think that it is going to change their behavior necessarily. I think it will force the or encourage the law enforcement community to explore ways it can improve its relationship with the community, how it can improve communicating on complicated and sensitive issues like use of lethal force and use of force generally. And certainly, I think the law enforcement community and the profession will benefit as a result of that. But I think in Wisconsin, we're ahead of the curve in terms of taking those measures and taking those steps when compared to other states.
Talking to Jim Palmer with the Wisconsin Professional Police Association about public attitudes toward police officers in light of police-involved shootings, protests around the country over the last year. You say largely a positive message, it sounds like, Jim, from police officers. Do you hear any cases of people saying, you know, because of the increased scrutiny, the rhetoric, people thinking about maybe going into other lines of work or retiring from the job?
I haven't heard that from any active law enforcement officers. I have heard from several retired officers who have commented to me that they are in many ways glad that they're no longer in the profession because they feel that, there is some sense that the scrutiny is unfair and is too great. But I haven't heard that from any active officers. The active officers, I'm confident, are going to continue to do their jobs with the utmost professionalism, and that's what we expect from them here in Wisconsin. We are concerned about, maybe the long-term implications of some of this media coverage and how that might affect people who are considering whether to enter the profession, whether it's in Wisconsin or another state. So that is a concern that we have, down the road.
And do you have thoughts or do you hear thoughts from police officers about how the media in particular is treating these issues, covering it, whether we're talking print, TV, radio, you name it?
I think it's fair to say that I've heard from quite a few law enforcement officers around the state that think the media coverage has been unfair and it's been, very much preoccupied with every single, use of force incident. Anytime a law enforcement officer has to take that unfortunate step to use force in the line of duty, it is a front page story. Whereas, when we have an officer shot and killed in the line of duty, or there was one that was, I believe, yesterday in Pennsylvania that was struck by a drunk driver during a motor vehicle stop. That's just something that we don't read with the same frequency and with the same prominence.
Now, apart from these life or death situations, there's a lot more in police work. Are law enforcement agencies doing enough to communicate the breadth of the work to the public, apart from the ones that end up in the news?
Well, I don't think they are. And I've said before, and I think that there's something that the law enforcement community nationally is going to really have to, find out a better way to engage the public, not only on use of force issues, although that's a tremendously critical one, but on, just generally on the different jobs that they do. I mean, the problem is you have men and women in law enforcement who don't go into this profession and don't do their jobs looking for any praise. Every year our organization gives out service awards for officers who have gone above and beyond the call of duty. And, we have a very nice banquet for them. Just had it here a few weekends ago at the Kalahari Resort in Wisconsin Dells. And it's rare that an officer wants to say a few words after getting this award. Or if they do, most common response they have or reaction they have is that, I was just doing my job. And so you really have a modest class of men and women. And that's something that I find so very honorable about them. But I think law enforcement as a profession and as a community is going to have to do a better job in communicating on a wide variety of issues and the services they provide, in particular when it comes to use of force. I know we've received quite a few emails from some very well-meaning people who I think they express a general support for law enforcement, but they ask questions like, why don't the law enforcement officers use nets? And why don't the police officers, use tranquilizer darts? And, these are questions from, again, well-meaning people. And so I think there is an information gap, in terms of people's understanding of how, a law enforcement officer makes the decision to use force and what their protocols are. But the law enforcement community bears some responsibility for that, and that's something that's going to have to improve.
Well, related issue is transparency. You mentioned body cameras earlier as something that's being explored, being used more and more around the country. There have been debates, confrontations sometimes over bystanders filming or videotaping, I should say, police activity with cell phones and things like that. Is there a case to be made that more transparency in police encounters of any sort helps the public and might help the police officers know that their side is out there, too?
I think so, and that's why we support body cameras. In fact, it was another question that we asked about in our annual poll recently. And the reason you do a poll is to kind of test some assumptions, and we want to make sure that we're as an organization being responsive to where the public is and how they feel about law enforcement issues. And we asked about body cameras. We expected, we assumed that the support would be significant. We had not seen a poll that actually posed that question. And we were not surprised that 82% of the respondents indicated the support for the proliferation of body cameras, and 68% said that they would support an increase in their local law enforcement agency's budget to pay for them. So I think that's a pretty, those are very strong indicators that people believe in that in those tools, and they will add accountability. And we would agree that this emerging technology, it does have the potential to protect not only the general public, but law enforcement officers as well.
We're talking right now with Jim Palmer of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association about the country's attitudes toward police officers following a number of high-profile officer-involved shootings and what some police leaders are calling an anti-police sentiment in some places.
You can join the conversation at 800-642-1234. Do you see a growing sense of distrust towards law enforcement in your community or around the nation? Do you have questions about the way police officers do their jobs? And what do you think can be done to improve the relationship between police and civilians? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or you can post on the Central Time Facebook page. We're talking right now with Jim Palmer of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association about public attitudes toward the police in the United States. New York City's police commissioner says we haven't seen anti-police sentiment like this since the late 60s to the early 70s. What do you think?
Call it at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Do you see a backlash against law enforcement in your community? Would you welcome more scrutiny of officers, or should they be left to do their jobs? What would need to be done to shore up the relationship between law enforcement and its critics? And are you in law enforcement? What do things look like from your line of work? Call 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page. We'll go to Eric with us on the line in Endeavor. Eric, hi.
Hello, I'm an unarmed white male in the United States, and I think that they've done it to themselves. As far as every single cop that gets involved in a situation makes the front page, but when one gets hurt, it doesn't. There's probably one in 10,000 times it makes the front page. And just a couple small more points. Scrutiny, good. Public servants, they are public servants. Not kings. They're public servants. Roofing is 8 times more dangerous than being a public, than being a police officer, according to insurance companies.
Eric, I'll jump in and get a response from our guest. Thanks for calling in. So he says police, he started by saying police are bringing it on themselves if there's negative reaction to officers. Jim?
Well, police officers don't go around in most cities. They don't go around looking for things to do. They're honestly the nature of the job today is responding to one call to another, and that makes up a shift. So, law enforcement officers don't go around looking for situations as much as they would like to, be more proactive in that regard. I mean, the job it really is in many ways. Running from one call to the next, and so I think that's a little bit of an unfair characterization. And he is correct that law enforcement officers are public servants, and I think that I think most people believe, and certainly that's reinforced by our poll, that they're public servants for whom the people have great respect, because I believe law enforcement officers, they take an oath to put the safety of their neighbors above their own. And as difficult and challenging and dangerous, apparently, as roofing may be, I'm not sure that that's true in other occupations.
Back to our callers now. We've got John on the line in Wisconsin Dells. John, hi.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I would like to comment in regards to the respect. I feel respect is a dying attribute that with generations coming up, they're lacking this with the parents, with just... people in general. Police officers are here to serve and protect. They can't choose situations. They have to take the situation. And most likely these situations have these people that they don't respect other people. In the situation with in Ferguson where we had Michael Brown allegedly into the police car. That is just grounds their lack of respect. When someone does this, it's pretty much open field day on that person. You have crossed a line that you have now disrespected that person, that police officer that is. He sent there to protect people.
John, thanks for the call. So, first of all, Jim, do police officers see, when you talk to them, a lack of respect, in particular from the younger generations?
I think there may be something to that. I mean, certainly, just looking at some numbers, over the last 5 years, we have seen a pretty significant increase in assaults on law enforcement officers in the line of duty. Officers, because of their workforce, they tend to have to go into situations, at least initially, without the benefit of backup. And so I think you do have individuals that are more brazen, but I don't think that these situations occur necessarily out of a lack of respect. I think you have people that are more brazen, and that certainly contributed to it. But when an officer is faced with a deadly threat, I mean, they have to act accordingly. And no law enforcement officer looks to forward or plans on using force in the line of duty. They do have that significant training, of course. And we hold them to a very high standard, and as we should. I think there probably is something to that about the lack of respect, but I don't know that if it's just applied to law enforcement officers, but certainly we have criminals across the country that are a lot more brazen. And just, again, mentioning or referring back to the New York officer, but, you know, in some cases law enforcement officers are being targeted, so that's a very real concern.
John, suggesting that treating an officer with a lack of respect creates an open field for a police response using violence, it sounded like. Do you think that's right as far as how police officers behave or should behave?
No, absolutely not. Law enforcement officers have to make use of force decisions based upon the circumstances, and when it comes to the use of lethal force, they have to, it has to be a deadly threat that they're confronted with, and those decisions are scrutinized extraordinarily heavily, as they should. And so law enforcement officers take those actions and make those split-second life-and-death decisions, as we expect them to, but they do it on the basis of the circumstances and the conduct of an individual, and respect isn't a motivating factor.
Jim, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
That was Jim Palmer, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Professional Police Association, joined us to talk about our country's attitudes toward police officers in the light of recent high-profile shootings and how law enforcement and its critics can maybe work out their issues.